Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Beth Bielo, and you're listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. My guest is Lynn Baldwin Rhodes, and she is a Seattle-based entrepreneur, and she wears two professional hats. First, she's the owner of Marketing Shebang, which provides marketing consulting services for businesses that serve women. Lynn's also the founder of The Power Chicks, a dynamic, collaborative group of women entrepreneurs who meet in person and virtually for networking, collaboration, and community. I'm really excited to be talking to Lynn because she's an extremely savvy user of social media, and I want her to share some of her secrets with us. She's also an introvert, so I expect we'll hear a little about how that comes into play. Welcome to the show, Lynn. I'm really glad that you're joining us.
Thank you for having me, Beth.
You're welcome. To kick things off and so people can get to know a little bit more about you, tell me about your business and how the story about how that led to the Power Chicks.
Sure. My business is Marketing Shebang, and it's a company that I started back in 2008. And to be honest with you, I was really struggling to build that business because I just jumped out of a corporate life into a business life of my own, and I was very comfortable with my marketing skills, which is what I offer through that business. But I was entirely uncomfortable with my ability to build a business and all the details, all the different things that go into that. And so I started an online group called Power Chicks, and basically I thought, okay, I need some support from other women entrepreneurs, and I'm going to start just small group where of women where we can come together, maybe meet in coffee shops or whatever, and help each other build our businesses, research together, network, and things like that.
And what happened when you started doing that?
Well, when I started doing that, I was quickly astonished by the fact that the group grew by the hundreds and hundreds and soon reached over 1,000 women.
Wow.
Of women entrepreneurs all over, not only locally, which is what I had intended and thought I was creating, but actually all over the world. So the group is now over 2,000 women, and it's a very vibrant, exciting community of women building businesses.
Yeah, and I've had the pleasure of attending many Power Chicks events, and I really appreciate the format that you offer for networking, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that, because I think it's something that might appeal to particularly the introverts among us.
Yes, I mean, when I think back, that the way that I do it grew rather organically, but if I really look back and examine it, I'm certain that my introverted tendencies had a play in the way that that came about. So basically, when we come together, we divide up into small groups. And I give a small group of four women. And I give each group of women some questions that sort of lead them gently to share about their businesses. And we always come together not in a competitive way at all, but in a very collaborative way.
Yeah.
And in a way that invites each woman to really give freely of herself to the others in her small group. So it creates a really nice feeling of collaboration and just generosity. And, you know, at some networking meetings that I've been to, for one, they can be really big and somewhat intimidating. I was recently at a networking type event, and it was more of a happy hour feeling, which is enjoyable, and I can navigate those. I do okay, but overall, I think that those can be a little bit intimidating. It's hard to walk into a room and not know most of the people and feel as if there's a lot of pressure on you as far as how you come across. So in the Power Chicks meetings, in those small groups, it just is really natural and conversational and easy to get to know one another and share about our businesses, what we're passionate about, and how the women in the group can help us and how we can help them.
Yes, yeah. And what I've experienced and what I think you create is a very safe space, and it's a very real and authentic space. There's nothing, 30-second commercial about it. And,
Well,
and I think that's something that a lot of women really appreciate.
Right, and it just makes it more fun, frankly.
Absolutely.
More fun and more, I just have such a large appreciation for women, and men as well, but for women, as we really seek to find our own authentic power and the way that we express that in our personal lives and our business lives, it's really important to me that I create space for people to do that as best they can.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. It's been a real gift, I know, to me and to, like as it's turning out, thousands of people. So in doing this, you know, setting up a group like this, it's kind of an extroverted activity. And so, you know, you're really putting yourself out there, and you're putting yourself out there with lots and lots of people. So in what ways are you extroverted?
You know, I think as I've gotten older, well, let me back up. I really appreciate that I am largely introverted. And I think that my appreciation for that part of me allows me to actually be more extroverted. So by understanding the traits of mine that are introverted, I'm actually quite private. I have to work really hard to manage my energy. So when I'm in that extroverted world, whether it's interacting with people on social media like Facebook or Biznic, or other ways, Twitter, or in meetings with people, I'm able to find the part of me, that really excited part of me that really appreciates women and what we all are doing in the world. I can really tap into that and just move into a more introverted part of myself. So, and I love it. And I love people. And I'm very curious about people. And I'm very interested in what they're doing. So that's sort of the introverted part of me that gets tapped into.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've got a real balance going on where the introverted part is supporting your extroverted activities and curiosity.
Right. I will say, excuse me, when I first started leading those meetings and even interacting online with Power Chicks, I was exhausted. I was largely exhausted because it was a new sort of thing for me to be so public and to be so out there. And it's a little bit vulnerable. I feel a little bit vulnerable at times, especially in the beginning I did. So I would go to these meetings, I would lead them for 2 hours, and I would come home and I would just throw myself on the couch and literally not move for like 4 hours. That went on for months.
I can identify.
Seriously.
Yes.
And even if I was networking and talking to people online, at the end of the day I would just be completely exhausted. Because I do like to be quiet. I'm ultimately, even though I might appear in public and online to be really outgoing, I'm a pretty quiet person. I enjoy quiet. I don't have music on during the day. I like to work on my computer alone. So as time has gone on with the Power Chicks, I've really learned to go, okay, Lynn, this is your extroverted energy. And now you need to pull back in, and it's okay to just be quiet now or to schedule that meeting 2 weeks down the road, because if you schedule it next week, you're going to be exhausted.
Yes.
So a lot of what I'm doing is just simply paying more attention to what sort of energy I'm putting out there.
Awesome. Yeah. I can see that as I watch you navigate the growth of Power Chicks and really admire that. And, you know, you mentioned something that I think is really important, and that is the vulnerability that can happen when we really put ourselves out there. So what tools or techniques have you found to manage that vulnerability or to reflect on it and find ways to make it work to your advantage?
Right. That's a great question. So just the name Power Chicks makes me a little bit afraid, because that's just totally being honest. Because it's putting myself up there and saying, hey, I'm a Power Chick. I'm a chief, you know, I'm the chief of the Power Chicks.
Yeah.
In a confident way, and yet that can be rather scary and make me feel vulnerable, as we said. So what I have been doing is very much relying on friends like you. And you have actually put together a support/business development group that I'm in, just a small group of about four or five women. And we're meeting, and I'm able to just share my vulnerability or how I'm feeling about the Power Chicks or where I'm going, where I feel confused, where I feel strong and confident. And so having people that really understand and accept me for who I am has been a tremendous help.
Yeah, absolutely. I can completely concur. And I think that that's something that we can all learn from, because when we find those like-minded people, we can really, we can have that safe space to really share what's going on and find out that we're not alone in how we're feeling.
Right.
Yeah. So you talked about that, finding that, you know, the group of people that can support you when you're vulnerable. And I know that social media can be a really powerful tool for finding those like-minded people. And I know one of the reasons I love social media is because I get to meet people like you. You and I connected through BizNIC, and by the time we actually met in person, I felt like I'd known you for years because of the interactions we'd had. So, I love social media, and I know you love social media. In fact, you have said you get ridiculously excited about it. So I am curious, what's most exciting about social media for you?
You know, what's most exciting to me is that it connects us to anybody in the entire world. Mm-hmm. We can really get to know. I really believe that. I mean, the people that I have met by simply sending the shortest little note on Twitter or on Facebook, or on BizNIC, you know, you can really connect up with anybody. And then as an introverted person too, we can we can check out anybody and kind of get a feel for who they are.
Yes.
By reading about what they have online, if they have a blog, if they have a company, if they're using Twitter, you know, we can really sort of get to know them first and then feel more comfortable getting to know them personally.
Yes.
So for me, social media is just a huge, wide open door to knowing everybody and learning so much that's out there. And lots of people, well, I shouldn't say lots of people. I think that some people feel as if social media could be a bit disconnected from the real world. There's like the computer interactions, and then there's the real world. Mm-hmm. And for me, I find that those merge almost seamlessly. You know, I met a woman for the first time the other day, 2 days ago, and we'd been chatting online, and it was the same thing that happened with us. I felt like I completely already knew her.
Right.
So many of those connections that you make online turn into genuine friendships. They turn into business relationships, clients, whatever. I mean, the door is just completely open with social media.
Yeah, and those kinds of relationships don't happen by accident. And that's where I'm curious about what you think about having a social media strategy.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Because we can have the tools of social media. We can have the blog, the Facebook, the Twitter, the whatever it is that we have. But if we don't use them in a way that's effective, they won't work for us. So I often think about social media much as I think about real life. You wouldn't go up to someone at a networking event or wherever you are. You wouldn't go up to somebody and just start spewing out your company's, what's the word I'm looking for, your company's propaganda.
Right, right.
You wouldn't just start spewing anything. You would simply say hi, and they would say hi, and you would begin just a really natural back and forth conversation in real life. And it's much the same in social media. It's just a gentle back and forth conversation that begins, and that can really lead to some great things.
Yeah. It makes me think about, I think some people look at social media and they think that it's an opportunity to go straight to the altar with somebody and get married, and they don't spend any time in the courtship phase, which you know, something we, like you said very well, you know, we do naturally when we're in person, but I think sometimes we forget those niceties when we are online, because we just kind of want to go for the sale or go for the connection.
Right. Social media is not a fast process.
It's
actually more. A very slow process, and it takes a lot of nurturing. And that's not to say that social media can be a total time suck and just drain your time away during your day. But used effectively and deliberately and strategically, as you nurture relationships, key relationships, it can really work wonders for your business and for your life, for your personal life too, and your relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you said that about the time suck, I can completely relate to that. Have you found any solutions to managing how much time social media takes in your overall business strategy? And
I have, and I'll just tell you what I was doing. I was spending at least 2 hours on social media a day, 2 to 3 hours. Mm. And I would get to the end of my day and I would think, oh, I worked all day long. I'm just exhausted. But what did I actually accomplish? Mm. and sometimes it wasn't very much. And so I made a real step back, a deliberate step back, and would make updates to Twitter or Facebook or wherever I was going. And then I would say, okay, Lynn, I don't want you to go back to that site for another 3 hours.
Mm.
So for some people, that might seem like a short time. For me, that was a kind of a long time, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But to be more deliberate about it, because what happens with social media, or with me, and I know with you and lots of people, is it's a trail. You go to one thing, and you go, oh, that looks interesting. I'm going to go see what she says over here. And then
right.
You go there, and you find an article that's over here. And pretty soon, an hour has gone by.
Yes, yes.
So I think really paying attention to what sort of trails we're following on our social media and where we're getting distracted, and just get more specific about our time. And honestly, a kitchen timer can work, too. Set the buzzer for 15 minutes, and when that 15 minutes is up, get off.
Yes, absolutely. And I totally get what you're saying, because that does happen to me a lot. And I tend to be a compulsive checker. So I'll check in with Facebook like every few minutes throughout the day instead of, and I really appreciate that suggestion about having the dedicated time and then saying, okay, that was Facebook time and now it's time to move on to something else. And Facebook will still be there in 3 hours. It's not going anywhere. And,
right.
I do not have to respond immediately to everyone who makes a comment. So,
right.
Thank you for reminding us of that. So I think that certainly not managing our time and not having a strategy is really one of the pitfalls that entrepreneurs and solopreneurs can make in how they use social media. I'm wondering what other kinds of mistakes that you have witnessed in terms of people and how they use social media.
So I think that one of the biggest problems that people do is they use their social media to be overtly marketing to people, which is such a huge turnoff. And so what I suggest people do when I consult with them is you can have your marketing messages out there, but have them in a really friendly, engaging way. And I often will use questions on my Facebook page, on the Power Cheeks page, to just get people engaged in talking. Because one of the biggest benefits of social media, and Facebook in particular, is that when someone comments on your page, they have an average of about 150 friends.
Mm.
That then can see that, oh, well, she just commented on Power Cheeks page. And so then Power Cheeks is then exposed to that person's 150 friends.
Right.
And so if you get 10, 20, 30 comments a day or half a day, that you're exposing your page to just a gazillion people. So the more you engage people in a non-marketing way, actually the better you're marketing yourself because you have so much more visibility.
Yeah. It's one thing I've noticed that you are a pro at with the Power Cheeks. You have a great way of stimulating conversation and contribution. And I'm wondering, you know, what's your, what kinds of questions and comments have you found that work that, get people talking?
You know, I've played with a few different strategies on that page. And people really respond to inspirational quotes. So I do tend to put those up now and then and ask a question after that. What do you think about that? Or is this true for you? Mm-hmm. And people really start talking. And it's fun for me to see how people respond so differently based out of their own life and their own experience. And then people begin to talk among themselves within the conversations.
Right.
So it's pretty fun. And another strategy that I use on the Facebook page for Power Cheeks is to have certain things that people can look forward to.
Mm.
So on Tuesday, we do Twitter Tuesday, so everybody knows 9 o'clock is Twitter Tuesday, and they can leave their Twitter link and gain followers and visibility that way. And then Thursday is Thursday fan day, and I can't say like day.
I know, I'm with you.
With the fans.
We're fans.
Exactly. We do Facebook fan day on Thursday. And I'm right now developing a strategy for the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday because I really want people to have a reason to come to that page each and every day.
Yeah.
So that's a strategy that people can use. It's actually really effective.
Yeah.
To get more visibility.
Yeah, and I've definitely discovered some really wonderful businesses and connections through those very tools, businesses I might never have heard of before, and I've actually patronized some of them in terms of giving them some business. So
right.
it really does work.
It does.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that strategy. Any other tips that you'd like to offer for how, especially maybe introverts, can use social media to grow their business?
You know, I think that social media is uniquely suited to introverts, actually. And that's not to say that we're going to be hiding behind our computers, just talking online and not getting out there in the real world. But social media allows you to be much more visible than you would be otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, and myself included, you know, I don't always have something off the top of my head to say. I've gotten much better about that over the last year or so. But, you know, if you're someone who's a little bit slower to pop up with some response, social media actually allows you to take the time to consider what you want to say and how you want to interact with people. So I think social media is an incredible boon to introverts, actually, and a huge way that introverts can leverage their strengths.
Yes, absolutely. I like to think of it as it's the perfect platform to look before you leap.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that. That's good.
Yeah, because what you just described is exactly that. I can hang back and watch for a little while before I decide where I'm going to show up and how much of myself am I going to reveal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually, that is a really good strategy as well. Social media is a fantastic place to do some observing. And I'm a real observer. I tend to look before I leap. I'm sure that's my introverted side. And social media really allows me to watch a person, a company, whatever I want, a group, to see what they're about, if I want to be involved. And then I can make a smart choice and be involved or not. But that observing piece is really important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Lynn, I really appreciate the time that you've taken out of your busy schedule to talk with us and share both what your experience has been as an introvert entrepreneur and some of your expertise when it comes to using social media to reach out and make connections and build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I do love social media, so this was a good discussion for me. I'm just a huge fan, and like you said, the building relationships is just key. So thank you so much for having me.
So Lynn, before I let you go, how can people connect with you?
Right now, the easiest way for people to connect with me is on Facebook. If they just search The Power Chicks on Facebook, they'll find me.
Mm-hmm.
I totally encourage people to join in those conversations there. There's tons of amazing women entrepreneurs that you can meet and get to know there. And also, if you're in the Seattle, Washington area, I post events on that page as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're outside of that area, it's just a great way to connect with a larger community. And if people would like, they can also check out my company. It's called Marketing Shebang, and that's the website as well, so www.marketingshebang.com. Shebang is spelled S-H-E-B-A-N-G. And as well, if they would like to just email me, I'd love hearing from people. And my email is lynn@powerchicksinternational.com, and international spelled out. I would also really love to encourage entrepreneurs and small business owners to check out biznik.com. It's biznik.com. That is a fantastic resource and network for people in business. And that is actually where the Power Chicks got started. That was the original seed of the idea. So I'm very grateful to Biznik and really want to encourage people to check that out because it's been very helpful for me personally.
Oh, I absolutely concur, because BizNook has been such a boost to having a platform to share articles and to be engaged in conversation with other entrepreneurs. And I just think it's just such a gift to us.
Yeah.
And so thank you for encouraging folks to join BizNick. So, Lynn, I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the gifts that you're sharing and the wisdom that you've shared with us today. So thank you so much.
Beth, and I have to say, I really appreciate you as well.
Oh.
I appreciate you now that you've become such a to me. And early as the Power Chicks was developing, you've continued to be an enormous support to me. But all through that process, you know, I hired you as a coach, and I've been to workshops with you. I did a Discover Your Vision for Your Business weekend workshop with you that was tremendously helpful for the Power Chicks. And my direction with that. So I just really appreciate you and the gifts that you bring into the world. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's, and there, my friends, is a demonstration of the power of social media and what happens when like-minded and like-hearted individuals get together to collaborate rather than compete. So thank you so much, Lynn, and I look forward to seeing Power Chicks grow, and congratulations on all of your success so far.
Thank you so much. And Beth, can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
There is a Power Chicks website in development.
Yes.
And so people can be looking for that as well.
Excellent. We will stay tuned. And if there's a way I can share that through this network, I will be sure to share the website address when it gets launched.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Lynn.
This is Beth Bielow, the Introvert Entrepreneur. A very special thanks to Lynn Baldwin-Rhodes for being our guest today, and a big thanks to you for spending this time with me. I invite you to join me each week for more information and inspiration for introverts who are ready to take the world by storm. For more information or to contact me, please visit theintrovertentrepreneur.com. We also have a Facebook page. You can find us at facebook.com/theintrovertentrepreneur. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to moving onward and upward with you.